The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Sports Illustrated for Kids. So on the front cover, we have a picture of Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Lakers. And the caption is, goes back in time, way back. And also on the top of the page, it says, go behind the scenes in the SI Kids Treehouse. Our 100% accurate 2020 NFL mock draft, weird but true, sports wildest coincidences. And as we open the page, let's see what we're in for. Mock draft, these sports coincidences are almost too weird to be true. You can find that on page 16. Explore baseball's tradition of geographic nicknames, page 18. Sport has seen some ugly breakups. These were the worst. Page 20. No athlete dominates their sport like Michaela Schifrin. Page 22. Ohtani versus Ruth? The Warriors without threes? It's SA Kids time travel extravaganza. Page 31. Major League Baseball preview. The Astros sign stealing scandal is the year's biggest story. Storyline, page 40, and ripped off from SI. Arch Manning might surpass his famous uncles. Page 48. So we're going to begin here with freeze frame, Miami cheat. February 15th, 2020, Chicago, Illinois. There's no denying that Derrick Jones Jr. above of the Heat can dunk, but his victory in the slam dunk contest wasn't without controversy. Aaron Gordon wowed the crowd by jumping over 7'5" Celtic center Taco Fall on his final jump. But the judges, including former Miami legend Dwayne Wade, gave Jones, who is nicknamed Airplane Mode, the title, sending conspiracy theorists into overdrive. Here's a fine picture as he gets ready for that final dunk. Our next freeze frame on page 4, Coldplay. January 24th, 2020, Halliburton, Ontario, Canada. More than 800 players descended on a 14-acre pond 130 miles northeast of Toronto for the Canadian National Pond Hockey Championships. The water at the Pinestone Resort is ideal because it's shallow, so it freezes fast. The event is fun, but it requires a lot of work. On average, crews have to move about 75 million pounds of snow to clear the 18 rinks. Terrence the Turtle, volunteer sea life spokes turtle for Recycle Across America. And who's who in sports, page 8. Here we have on our first line Anthony Edwards, Georgia Bulldogs guard. His height is 6'5", his weight is 225 pounds. He was born August 8, 2001, his hometown, Atlanta, Georgia. Through 24 games, Edwards was leading all freshmen in scoring at 19.5 points per game. While expected to be one of the first three picks in the 2020 NBA draft, Edwards scored 37 points, including 33 in the second half, in a win over Michigan State. Did you know? The highest scoring average by a freshman in NCAA history belongs to Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who is then known as Chris Jackson, who averaged 30.2 points per game for LSU in 1988-99. Then we have James Vardy of Leicester City, a striker for the soccer program. Height is 5'10". His weight is 163 pounds. He was born January 11th, 1987, his hometown, Sheffield, England. In his ninth season with Leicester, Vardy has scored 17 goals through 24 games, keeping City near the top of the Premier League table. In 2015-2016, he set an EPL record by scoring a goal in 11 straight games and was voted Player of the Season. Vardy has also scored 7 times in 26 appearances for England's national team. Did you know? Vardy led Leicester to the Premier League title despite the fact that the Foxes entered the season as a 5,000-to-1 long shot. And finally for today, Marcus Semien, baseball player for the Oakland Athletics, plays shortstop. His height is 6 foot even. His weight is 195 pounds. He was born September 17, 1990 in hometown San Francisco, California. Semien finished third in American League MVP voting in 2019. He hit an average of 285 with 33 home runs and 92 runs batted in. And he was one of the top defensive shortstops in the league. He played college baseball at the University of California, where his father, Damian, played football. Did you know? In 2010, Cal announced it was eliminating its baseball program. It was ultimately saved thanks to fundraising. The following year, Semien led the Bears to the College World Series. Moving on to page 9, Shohei Ohtani enters the SI Kids Treehouse. Yokoso Ohtani-san, we're excited for you to visit the SI Kids office, translated from Japanese. You know, you're a favorite of our staff and readers, and again, we are truly sorry about that incident with Buzz and the self-swinging bat. Don't worry, says Ohtani. Well, here we are. Ohtani looks. Treehouse? Home sweet home. This is where you make the magazine? Yep. How did you build this? Well, it started with just me and Buzz making a regular-sized treehouse in a regular-sized tree. But as the magazine grew, so did our staff, our treehouse, and, of course, the tree. Oh, look out, duck! Sorry about that. I said duck when I meant you need to get down. What's the password? It's M-E. Yep. So now there's all kind of things going on in the treehouse. This is our newsroom. Oh, okay. Here's our opinion column, KP's office. Busy. Our photographer, Penny. And here's our forbidden room of fantastic sights beyond imagination. Is that a siren? Whit, we've got a code 3 at distribution. Get in. I guess we'll have to come back to this room. What did you do? Hey, Buzz. It wasn't me this time, honest. Oh, hey, Shohei. The next issue isn't scheduled to ship for another week. It's not next month's issue. Well, it is, and it isn't. Just look. And it has pictures of basketball players from the Bulls and, well, huh? If you think that's weird, check this out. It's not just shooting out old issues. It's sending issues from the future. Alien Moonball. Buzz, does this have anything to do with the glowing blue hole over there? The portal to another time the science division opened up? No, I don't think so. Speaking of, hey, Shohei, remember that argument about whether you would be a dominant hitter, pitcher in Babe Ruth's era? It's now or never, man. Understood. And there he goes. Whoop! See you in 100 years on page 31. I have a picture of Charles Barkley here and what he has to say. Number one, the best fans in the world get to watch this trash. I left 2 tickets at the hotel for one of my family members, and when I got back, there were 4 tickets. Chuck Yucks, inside the NBA, analyst Charles Barkley does not pull punches. His critiques of basketball's worst teams are hilarious and brutal. Can you match the diss to the franchise disgust? Eye of the Hurricane. 40 years to the day after the Miracle on Ice, the United States' victory over the Soviet Union in the 1980 Olympics, the hockey world saw another unlikely winner. Goaltender David Ayers, a 42-year-old Zamboni driver got credit for the Hurricanes' win over the Maple Leafs on February 22nd. At every NHL game, there's an emergency goalie who has to be ready to play for either team. In Toronto, it's Ayers, who occasionally practices with the Leafs and their AHL affiliate, the Toronto Marlies. When both of Carolina's goalies went down with injuries, Ayers hit the ice with 8:41 left in the second period. He let in goals on the first two shots he faced, but was perfect in the third period of a 6-3 win. His temporary teammates mobbed Ayers, and his contribution received recognition hundreds of miles away. Governor Roy Cooper made Ayers an honorary North Carolinian. The grid. Favorite. Sport other than your own. This is PGA Tour golfer Gary Woodland. His is basketball. Actor or actress, Denzel Washington. Athlete growing up, Michael Jordan. Emoji, the teary. Subject in school, history. Gary Woodland's music artist, Drake. His favorite book, The Energy Bus for Kids by John Gordon. Animal, the puppy. Sound off. What's a technology you hope exists in the future? Teleportation. That way we can get around without flying. Next we have skateboarder Mariah Duran. Favorite sport other than your own, basketball. Actor or actress, Will Ferrell, Tiffany Haddish, Jack Black. Athlete growing up, Paul Rodriguez. Emoji, teardrop. Favorite subject in school, physical education. Music artist, Danny Lee, Russ, Beyonce, Rihanna. Book, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Animal, the dog. Favorite sound off, what's a technology you hope exists in the future? Floating skateboard. Next we have Russell Wilson, Houston Rockets point guard. What's your favorite sport other than your own? Football. Favorite actor, actress, Denzel Washington. Athlete growing up, Kobe Bryant. Emoji, I don't know. Favorite subject in school, mathematics. Favorite musical artist, Lil Wayne. Favorite book, Missing Since Monday by Anne M. Martin. Favorite animal, wolves and lions. And sound off, what's a technology you hope exists in the future? I want to be able to transport. I do so much. I want to be everywhere quickly at the snap of my finger. Just me, though, not everybody else. Moving on to page 14, still in warm-up. Picture here of Kobe Bryant with Mamba Mentality Lives On. Kobe Bryant's legacy continues on the court and in the library. The death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others in a helicopter crash in January devastated the sports world. The basketball legend will be missed by fans for many reasons, including one especially close to our hearts, his post-basketball mission of teaching and entertaining kids. Through his Granity Studios, Bryant developed The Punies, an ensemble podcast that followed a group of kids called the Good Old Gang, think a more athletic version of Charles Schulz's Peanuts Bunch. He also collaborated with legendary animator Glenn Keane on Dear Basketball, an Academy Award-winning animated short film. You may remember Bryant even shared some insights on his process in our last issue. Central to his second career was a several series of sports fantasy novels, the latest of which, the Wizenard series, season one, we feature below, alongside two other books that might interest fans of Bryant. Birthdays. March 1st, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill turns 26. March 5th, Diamond DeShields of the Chicago Sky is 25 years old. March 14th, Olympic gymnast Simone Biles celebrates her 23rd birthday. March 16th, Detroit Pistons power forward Blake Griffin turns 31 years old. March 24th, Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner is 24 years old. March 30th, Astros third baseman Alex Bregman celebrates his 26th birthday. April 5th, Canucks captain Bo Horvat celebrates his 25th birthday. April 8th, New York Mets second baseman Jeff McNeil is 28 years old. April 14th, wide receiver DJ Moore of the Carolina Panthers turns 23. April 16th, former MMA featherweight and Star Wars actress Gina Carano is 38. April 22nd, Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch celebrates his 34th birthday. And April 29th, USWNT and Sky Blue FC forward Mallory Pugh turns 22. Future star, Maddie Wilson, birthplace, Spencer, Massachusetts. Birth date, April 14th, 2009. Sport, wheelchair racing. When she was 4 years old, Maddie went with her parents to the 2013 Boston Marathon, where they watched Paralympic gold medalist Tatiana McFadden in action. Maddie, who was born with spina bifida, a condition that keeps her from walking, was awestruck. She asked her parents if she could wheelchair race someday. A year later, for her fifth birthday, she got her first racing chair. Maddie, who is now mentored by McFadden, has since competed in more than 50 races and won more than a dozen gold medals at the Adaptive Sports Junior Nationals. Believe it or not, these coincidences are almost too weird to be true. We're not saying creatures from other planets or dimensions are involved, but we're not saying they're not either. Moonshot weirdness. Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry had a rubber arm, starting at least 37 games in 10 different seasons and tossing 303 complete games. That meant a lot of innings pitched, 5,350, but also a lot of bats during his first 10 seasons spent with the National League San Francisco Giants. Unfortunately, he didn't give Giants fans much hope in the ninth spot. During the 1964 season, he managed just 3 hits and 56 at-bats, good for a .054 average. At one point in his hapless run, San Francisco manager Alvin Dark declared, "There'll be a man on the moon before Gaylord Perry hits a home run." Well, he was right. Barely. On July 20th, 1969, around noon in San Francisco, the Apollo 11 lunar module touched the selenic surface. At Candlestick Park, the crowd watching the Giants play the Dodgers observed a moment of silence for the astronauts. Half an hour later, Perry drove a pitch from Claude Osteen over the wall. That's one small step for man, one giant leaping at fans' cries. Seeing double. Only 2 players have ever hit 5 home runs in a doubleheader. Dave Colbert was present for both record-setting days, which were 18 years apart. In 1954, Colbert watched with his dad as St. Louis Cardinals legend Stan Musial hit 5 dingers against the New York Giants. Then, in 1972, Colbert hit 5 of his own as a member of the Padres in one day in Atlanta. Like father, like son. Prince Fielder's major league career was unfortunately cut short by a series of neck surgeries. His abrupt retirement, however, led to statistically serendipity. The Rangers' designated hitter ended his career with 319 home runs, the exact same number hit by his father, Cecil Fielder. Both fielders had been first basemen and DHs who spent multiple All-Star seasons on the Detroit Tigers. They remain the only father-son duo to each hit 50 home runs in a season. Divine interception. The brightest moment in Tim Tebow's brief NFL career was the Denver Broncos' January 8, 2012 comeback against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the wild card round of the playoffs. Tebow, who played with the biblical reference John 3:16 on his eye black during college, threw for 316 yards, averaging 31.6 yards per pass on 10 completions. The Steelers threw a key pick on 3rd and 16 and had a 31:06 time of possession. The TV ratings for the game were 31.6 million households. Now, if Tebow could bat 316 for the Mets, that would be truly miraculous. New Year, same Yanks. In Game 2 of their 1998 American League Division Series, the New York Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 3-1. Andy Pettitte was the winning pitcher. Jeff Nelson recorded a hold, and Mariano Rivera got the save. Rick Helling was the losing pitcher and was relieved by Tim Crabtree. Juan Gonzalez went 1-for-4 and scored the Rangers' only run. In Game 2 of their 1999 American League Division Series, the Yanks again topped the Rangers 3-1. Pettitte won, Nelson got the hold, and Rivera pitched the ninth. Helling again, the loser, was was again pulled for Crabtree. Gonzalez went 1-for-4 and scored the Rangers' only run. Making it even weirder, the Yankees swept the World Series in both years, albeit against different teams. Run of luck. The Indianapolis Colts had the easiest quarterback transition in NFL history. When Peyton Manning missed the entire 2011 season, the team went 2-14 and Andrew Luck declared for the NFL draft. The 1983 Houston Oilers were also 2-14. Their ineptitude also led to a Luck replacing a Manning at quarterback. 12-year veteran Archie Manning started the season under center, going 0-3 and throwing 8 picks in Houston's first 3 games. After Giffen Nielsen went 0-7 as Manning's replacement, rookie Oliver Luck took over, finishing the year 2-4 with 8 touchdown throws. As the youngest person in the quarterback room, Luck previously had another important job, babysitting the veteran QB's kids, little Cooper and Peyton Manning. Presumably baby Eli was at home. The Magnificent Majors moniker map. The Earl of Shomish, Earl Averill, Snohomish, Washington. The tiny Washington town is known for its annual Klahaya Days celebration. It includes a cherry seed spinning contest. And Averill, the Hall of Famer, is the Cleveland Indians' all-time leader in runs and RBIs. The Santa Barbara Bomber, Eddie Matthews, Santa Barbara, California. The man who graced the cover of the first issue of Sports Illustrated in 1954 blasted 512 homers in his major league career, making him more than worthy of his tongue-twisting moniker. Number 3, the Wild Elk of Wasatch. Ed Heiser, Wasatch County, Utah. The word Wasatch is from the Ut for low place in a high mountain, so it's fitting that Hauser, who was also an amateur ventriloquist, relied on his sinker in a 9-season career as a pitcher. Number 4, the Phoenix Flash, Don Nicholas, Phoenix, Arizona. The Speedy Nicholas played in 10 games in the 1950s, but had only 3 plate appearances. He was used primarily as a pinch runner, but had only 1 stolen base attempt, and he was caught. Oops. Number 5, the Commerce Comet, Mickey Mantle, Commerce, Oklahoma. The Mick moved from a nearby town to Commerce when he was 4. It's a good thing, because the Spavinaw Comet just doesn't sound as cool. Number 6, the Gauss Ghost, Jojo Moore, Gauss, Texas. The outfielder picked up his nickname for his slight frame, 5'11", 155 pounds, but he made a big impact. As the Giants' leadoff hitter in the 1930s and 40s, he made 6 All-Star teams. Number 7, the Nashville Narcissus, Red Lucas, Nashville, Tennessee. A pitcher who won 157 games, Lucas held the Major League record for pinch hits for nearly 30 years. Unlike the mythological hunter after whom he was nicknamed, Lucas was not a jerk. The Denara Greyhound, Stan Musial, Denara, Pennsylvania. Stan the Man hit 475 homers, but that's not even close to the record for a player born in Denora. Ken Griffey Jr. bashed 630. Number 9, the Millville Meteor, Mike Trout, Millville, New Jersey. Trout's nickname is a play on that of another do-it-all outfielder, Mickey Mantle. Number 10, the Woonsocket Rocket, Rocco Baldelli, Woonsocket, Rhode Island. The current Twins manager and former Rays outfielder picked up the moniker as a schoolboy. It evokes a young athlete with explosive power, and it rhymes. Russell Wilson. Fast facts. Before 2016-17, only one player had ever averaged a triple-double over an entire season, Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson. Then Westbrook did it 3 straight times. He's also won 2 scoring titles, and before being traded to Houston last summer, he scored more points in Thunder franchise history than any other player. And travel time, how do you answer sports' great and noble questions? You follow Shohei Ohtani and others through our time-bending portal, of course. The greatest athletes of the past are just a hop, skip, and jump away. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life.